Nolte, No One Has to Lie to Prove Joe Biden's a Racist. By John Nolte on August 9, 2019. The clearest proof President Trump is no racist is that Joe Biden and the corrupt media have been forced to manufacture the very fine people hoax to pretend that he is. In other words, the media want us to believe Trump's a racist. But the only way they can try to convince us is through a lie. And the need to lie actually proves Trump is no racist, because if there was actual evidence Trump is racist, they would use that. But No One Has to Lie to Prove Joe Biden is a Racist. No one has to invent things Biden never said to prove Biden's a racist. No one has to turn anodyne words like invasion and infestation into the new N-word to prove Biden's a racist. No one has to misquote Biden to prove Biden's a racist. All you have to do to prove Joe Biden's a racist is quote him. And away we go. Here's Joe Biden in 1975, nearly a decade after the Civil Rights Movement, defending racial segregation using the most patronizing and bigoted excuse of them all: it's good for black people. I think the concept of busing, that we are going to integrate people so that they all have the same access and they learn to grow up with one another and all the rest, is a rejection of the whole movement of black pride, is a rejection of the entire black awareness concept. Where black is beautiful, black culture should be studied and the cultural awareness of the importance of their own identity. In 1975, Biden bragged about his friendship with virulent racist and segregationist George Wallace, about how much Wallace liked him, and said that Democrats need another George Wallace, just a more liberal one. Also in 1988, and on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Biden praised segregationist Senator John Stennis, DMS, as a man of character, even after the Democrats sought to oppose Brown v. Board of Education with something called the Southern Manifesto. In fact, Biden has even bragged about Stennis gifting him with the table the Southern Manifesto was signed on. Watch for yourself. In 2006, this is what Biden said about 7-Eleven clerks. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking. Here's Biden's revealing comments about his opinion of black people. Not in 1957 or 1967, but in 2007. He's speaking of Barack Obama: you got the first mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man. As vice president in 2014, Biden was still using the term Orient to describe Asia. That same year, Biden used the anti-Semitic term Shylock. Just this year, Biden has been running around praising Democrat segregationists. Imagine if Trump said things like this, just one thing like this. But that's the thing, the difference between Biden and Trump is that you do have to imagine Trump saying these things, because he never has, which is why the very fine people hoax had to be invented. Trump never says things like this. Biden says them all the time, and is still saying them. So we all know who the real racist is: Joe Biden. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.